This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One would like to imagine here on this first workday of 2024 that we start with a clean slate, unencumbered by the year gone by, with wide open possibilities in front of us. We do, of course, in some ways, and we don't, of course, in others. The economy being in that latter category, the market economy for us specifically right now. Uncertainty was big last year. Inflation coming down, but not fast enough. Fed rate hikes, but fewer of them. The labor market still stubbornly strong. Despite all of that, 2023 closed out pretty well for investors. All three major indices up for the year by a lot. So to those wide open possibilities, weighed down perhaps by the 12 months past. Expectations are for calm, but with risks abounding. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman sets the stage.
When I asked investment analysts today about the prospects for U.S. financial markets in 2024, their answers ranged from unbridled bullishness to cautious bearishness. But there was agreement that in the short run, the end of 2023 rally still has room to run. Orrin Klatchkin is a financial market economist at Nationwide.
Given the fact that the economy continues to perform well, corporate earnings performing well, coupled with the fact that the Fed is done hiking rates, that all lifts the market.
The most optimistic forecast I got came from Jay Hatfield, CEO of Infrastructure Capital Advisors.
We are about as bullish as you can get about 24. We have a target on the S&P, about a 15% return.
Hatfield sees little risk of inflation resurging or a recession hitting this year. The market rally may have staying power in part because of how broad it's been, says Quincy Crosby, chief global strategist at LPL Financial.
This was not just about the Magnificent Seven, the big, big tech names. The Russell 2000 began to participate in the rally. Those are the small and mid caps.
But Crosby says investors are still worried about recession.
Concerned that perhaps the so-called soft landing will not be as soft as the consensus is right now.
Orrin Klatchkin at Nationwide is still predicting a mild recession and a downturn in stocks mid-year. And he sees plenty of other risks: wars in Europe and the Middle East, tensions between China and its neighbors, threats to global shipping.
The attacks in the Red Sea, if supply chain stress increases again, inflation might be higher.
There's geopolitics and also domestic politics, says Quincy Crosby.
For the market, another issue are the primaries. We are now in the election season.
Crosby says the market hates uncertainty, and heading into November, there could be a lot of that. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.